أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فجاءته إحداهما تمشي على استحياء قالت إن أبي يدعوك ليجزيك أجر ما سقيت لنا. فلما جاءه وقص عليه القصص قال لا تخف نجوت من القوم الظالمين. قالت إحداهما يا أبت استأجر إن خير من استأجرت القوي الأمين. صدق الله العظيم. In the last ayat we discussed Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam reaching Madian and the well of Madian, where he saw the two women that were holding back the animals totally separated from the balance of the shepherds, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam inquired about the condition, and they said that they will not go forth until the others have completed giving the animals water, and then they will go forward to have the animals drink from the leftover waters that were lying around. And the father was an old man. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam retreats to the shade of a tree and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. That, O Allah, I am muhtaj, I am in need of the good that you send down. Whilst in this condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَجَاءَتُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَاءَ. One of those two women come to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam walking with modesty. Here again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not mention the details that when these women had gone home, they would have obviously explained to their father, who would have asked them the reason for coming earlier that day than the other days, and they would have explained about meeting this man, and he had given the animals water to drink, and he sent them off, and hence they have come. He had sent one of them to call Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes particular mention about the manner in which she approached Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Tamshi ala istihya. She walked to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in a state of great modesty, bashfulness. The commentators have explained that she had her face covered, and in this manner she addressed Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Qalat inna abi yad'uk. Certainly, my father is calling you. Now, who was the father of these two girls? By and large, it has become famous that it was the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. There are those ulama that may disagree with this, saying that Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam's era was a little before the era and time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best. But why is my father calling you? لِيَجْزِيَكَ أَجْرَ مَا سَقَيْتَ لَنَا. So that he may reward you the reward for the fact that you had given our animals water to drink. And hence Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had also obliged, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had gone with her. It comes in a narration that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam addressed her and said to her that you will walk behind me, I will walk in front of you, and from behind you will direct me the way. And the reason why Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had done this is because if Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was behind, obviously he would have a view of this woman, although she may have been fully clothed, but that also Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam would not tolerate. So hence he walked in front of her, although the Western concept is woman first. The Islamic concept is that you will walk in front so that your eyes can be guarded and safeguarded in that way. And hence, in this manner, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam walked with this woman to her home. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had come to her father, وَقَصَّ عَلَيْهِ الْقَصَصِ. Obviously, the father would have asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the reason for him coming to Madian, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam felt very consoled, he felt at ease, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَقَصَّ عَلَيْهِ الْقَصَصِ. He then explained his entire story to this person, the father of these girls, and hence the father replied, قَالَ لَا تَخَفْ نَجَوْتَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. He said that do not fear, so certainly Allah, you have emancipated, you are freed from the people who are oppressive and wrongdoers. In other words, this is not the domain of Fir'aun. Here there is absolutely no fear, and you may remain here for as long as you would live, and as long as you want to live, and you want to be here, there is no problem whatsoever. Everything will be very comfortable for you, though there will be no attempt on your life, and there will be no warrant of arrest against you. And in this manner, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had concluded that discussion. قالت إحداهما يا أبت استأجر. Now one of the daughters of this person requested the father, or made a suggestion to the father, استأجر, employ Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The reason why she had made this judgment, that إِنَّ خَيْرَ مَنِ اسْتَأْجَرْتَ الْخَوِيُّ الْأَمِينَ, that certainly the best of those people whom you may employ, it has two qualities. One is al-qawi and the second is al-ameen. Al-qawi means strong, and second al-ameen means trustworthy. So here she has given some guidelines that when a person wishes to employ someone, then although the criteria of this world will be certification, qualification, experience, etc., but here she has left us with something to think about, and that is the qualities of individuals. The one quality is al-qawi, that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is strong. Strong because she had seen the strength of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam when he moved that rock from above the well, that normally would take 10 people to move. And number two, al-ameen, she saw the trustworthiness of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam perhaps in two things. One was, after he had given their animals water, he didn't ask for any remuneration, but he put his trust and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, that when they walked back home, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam suggested that he walks in front, and obviously she had realized that this was the modesty of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Also qawi, insofar strong, insofar as spirituality is concerned, which is very, very clear from the way and the mannerism of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So these are the two guidelines. Inni hafidhun amin also comes in the Quran Kareem. When Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam suggested that he will take over the treasuries of the land, and there Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam used the qualities of hafidh. And hafidh means somebody that looks after, somebody that saves God. There he was going to look after the treasuries of the land, and again that was important that the person who does so has total and full knowledge of it. So these are some of the guidelines that the Quran Kareem leaves us with at the time of employment. In conclusion, we find that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that there were three people that made no mistake when they elected three people. The three people that made no mistake when they elected three people, one, he said, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at the end of his khilafat, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu elected Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the next khalifa. In that there was absolutely no mistake, because the best on earth, the best of mankind on earth at that time was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and there was no one more befitting for the khilafat than Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So that was one person that made no mistake in selecting another human being. The second, he says, is the Aziz of Misr, the person that purchased Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. وَقَالَ الَّذِي اشْتَرَاهُ مِن مِصْرَ لِمْرَأَتِهِ أَكْرِمِي مَثْوَى عَسَىٰ أَيَّنْفَعَنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا. Was the Aziz of Misr when he purchased Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said to his wife that she should honor Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and he realized the worth of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, who would become the person that will be in charge of the treasury of Egypt later on, and then the leader and the king of Egypt. So he made no mistake when he purchased Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And the third person was the daughter that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about here, the daughter of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, as it has become famous that she made no mistake when she suggested to her father to employ Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. She had no knowledge and no idea that this was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but her judgment was 100% accurate that she had known and understood the worth of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.